Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting ninth. The DH, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roy Smith. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Mark Salas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Gladden. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Brown. The throw from Harper and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. One out. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Castillo reaches third base with a triple. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harper hits a fly ball towards right. Snyder catches it and throws to home to double up Castillo. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Black fires to first and has Larkin trapped. There's the throw to Brown, who tags Larkin for the out. Gagne scores. It's 1-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. O'Brien scores. Snyder moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Salas moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Joel Skinner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Skinner hits a pop-up into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Firmin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salas scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laudner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Salas hits a pop-up towards the mound. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Furman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Brown reaches second base with a double. Furman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Lee Tunnell now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a line drive into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Salas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Salas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Salas reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gladden moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Furman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Furman bunts, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McDowell is 0 for 3 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. McDowell reaches second base with a double. Skinner scores. Brown moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Carter reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. McDowell scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Gary Wayne now pitching. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to third. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Harper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Snyder out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Castillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. It's 8-4, Indians. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Keith Atherton now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Laudner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, Indians. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Hengel pinch hits for Mark Salas. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hengel hits a line drive towards the mound. Wayne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wayne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harper strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Furman hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McDowell bunts towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Larkin is hit by the pitch. Wally Backman pinch runs for Gene Larkin. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Laudner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Laudner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Backman goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 8, Indians, 8. John Moses pinch runs for Tim Laudner. Doug Jones now pitching. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Newman is 0-for-4 in the game. Newman bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gladden is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gaetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing first base. John Moses now playing right field. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien is hit by the pitch. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.